Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here. And again, encouraging you, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We love hearing from folks out there in the listening audience. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board extends a big Heart City welcome to everyone to visit Cherry County and the surrounding area. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Make sure you start planning for next year, whether it's a spring trip, summer trip, fall trip. In fact, there's still time to plan a trip down the Niobrara this fall, or your hunting trip to McKelvey National Forest or the Valentine Wildlife Refuge. Lots of public land here in Cherry County.
Local, national, and international livestock industry news. What could this be about? It might be the Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they have livestock reports, too. And they have award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and that's just on the website, tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News. You can get the latest in stories, sale reports, updates. All you have to do is subscribe, and all this information is available to you. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
What do you have to kick us off today?
Interestingly enough, I came across a piece that was saved from when Jim was doing The Good Stuff. And at the time, it was in 2003. Interestingly enough, a survey was conducted, and of the 535 members of Congress, South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson was the only one who had a son or daughter who had enlisted in the military. That is unbelievable, I thought. And all about 1% of U.S. representatives and senators have a child in uniform. So, I looked it up.
Did you?
I did. I wanted to check out how things are looking in 2024. And that number has increased nicely.
Good.
71 now currently have children serving in the military. I thought that was really interesting, though, to only have one and then to move up to 71. That's a pretty good
increase.
That's
a big jump, yep.
That is.
Almost like the rate of inflation.
Yeah.
Judy Hansen sent this in to The Good Stuff. Al and Joe are bungee jumping one day. This isn't going to be good, I can tell you that.
They never end well.
Al says to Joe, you know, we could make a lot of money running down our own bungee jumping service in Mexico. Joe thinks this is a great idea. So they pool their money, buy everything they'll need, a tower, elastic cord, insurance, etc. They travel to Mexico and begin to set up on the square. As they're constructing the tower, the crowd begins to assemble. Slowly, more and more people gather to watch them at work. When they had finished, there was such a crowd they thought it would be a good idea to give a demonstration. So, Al jumps. He bounces to the end of the cord. But when he comes back up, Joe notices that he has a few cuts and scratches. Unfortunately, Joe isn't able to catch him. And he falls again, bounces, and comes back up again. This time, he's bruised and bleeding. Again, Joe misses him. Al falls again and bounces back up. This time, he comes back pretty messed up. And he's got a couple of broken bones and is almost unconscious. But luckily, Joe finally catches him. And this time, he says, "What happened? Was the cord too long?" Barely able to speak, Al gasps, "No, the bungee cord was fine. It was the crowd. What the heck is a pinata?"
Oh, no. Oh, very funny.
All right, there you go.
Okay, what can we do with that? But laugh a little and move on, right?
Right, move
okay.
on, move
That's
on.
What we'll do. All right, I've had some of these, and of course, they just keep coming on. You know you've had too much coffee when you don't tan, you roast. Your nervous twitch registers on the Richter scale. And you don't even wait for water to boil anymore. You need your coffee so bad.
I don't know if I could do that.
I don't either. You don't get mad, you get steamed. I thought that was cute. You can't even remember your second cup. Oh, no. You help your dog chase its own tail.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that's a little too much coffee. That's a good sign to back off. You soak your dentures in coffee overnight. I don't think that's a good idea. You introduce your spouse as your coffee mate.
Oh, yeah. Might get you in trouble in a couple ways there.
You think CPR stands for coffee provides resuscitation. Got a couple more. When you call radio talk shows, they ask you to turn yourself down.
Tone it down, sir.
Turn it down. You're passing everybody on the freeway when suddenly you realize you're not in a car.
Yeah, a little jittery there.
Yeah, all signs you have been drinking way too much coffee.
And that's The Good Stuff.